Shabbos, Pergud Tes Mishneh Beis. Osen kol tzorche mila b'Shabbos. One can do all the needs of mila on Shabbos. Maalin, that's cutting the arla. Upirin, so this is cutting the membrane, the skin that's right below the arla, that covers the top of the gid. Umoitzitzin, and this is sucking the blood. This was done in order that it shouldn't be a clot inside and cause a sakana, so they suck, the mitzitzah is done to pull the blood out. And the Rav says, even though this is making a chabura, the reason this is done is because blood is not moved or drawn out from this area where it may clot only through mitzitzah. V'nos nale ispalonis, and one is allowed to put on like a bandage. V'chamon, and also, chamon is cumin, that they would use it for antibiotic purposes. Imloy shachak me'erev Shabbos, and if one didn't grind the cumin on Erev Shabbos, loy is b'shino v'nosin. So, since it's something that was able to be done on Erev Shabbos, and Kiva holds that anything that's able to be done is not bechlal b'yom hashmini, so it's not toicha Shabbos, but the baby needs it because of a sakana, so rather one can do it with a shinoi, where he would grind it in his mouth, v'nosin, and then he would put it on the baby. Similarly, imloy tarf yayin v'shemen me'erev Shabbos, if one didn't mix wine and oil on Erev Shabbos, this they would mix together for a refuah. And this luchari, even if they would mix this on Shabbos, would only be an iser derabanan because of refuah. Still, one should do it with a shinoi. Yinosin zeba atzmo v'zeba atzmoi. So they should put each one on separately, the wine and the oil. Ve'in oisin l'cholok l'chatchilo. One should not, on Shabbos, make a cholok, which is like a garment for the area, which is basically, they would do this, and when the wound would heal and would grow back, it shouldn't grow back and cover the area again. And when the baby would grow older, people would be choshed that there was no bris mila done there. So this is really for chshad for later. So you're not allowed to create this choluk. They would build up this cloth around the area to prevent this from happening, because that's a problem, the Mefarshim explained, of makabah patish. So don't create it. Aval karech ala smartut. But you can wrap around a bandage. It's not a permanent thing. And it would accomplish the same thing. Imlo hiskin me'erev Shabbos, but if he didn't even prepare this on Erev Shabbos, karchal etzpo'u maybe. So he would wrap it around his finger and carry it that way. This is done derech malbush, in order to do it with a shinoi, because normally he wouldn't carry it this way during the week. V'afilu mechotzer acheres. And one is allowed to bring this bandage this way, not only if there's no eruv within the same chotzer, but even if he's going from chotzer to chotzer, that's still going to be mutter, like the Rav explains.